Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Week one, everyone's a Super Bowl contender. They were fine. It was a mature performance. If you watch their offense, they can't throw the ball downfield. The only person that's a reliable threat now that Ferguson hurt is CeeDee Lamb. They don't have really a scary option outside of that. The offensive line was not very good yesterday. Both young players showed to be young. And then their defense is two or three stars. And that's about it. And that's going to be a problem when you play good football teams. And the Saints are a good football team. The Cowboys are an average team.
The Saints, one of the bigger surprises. But maybe you could have seen it coming if you knew one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints, last year, Derek Carr had the highest QBR in the league running play action.
Okay.
Every quarterback is better running play action than they are not running play action. That's pretty much, that's in the numbers. Play action is good. You should run a lot of it. It helps your quarterbacks. It helps your offense. Derek Carr, best quarterback in the league on play action. Through 2 weeks, their play action, how often they run play action, is triple what it was a year ago.
Yeah.
So if I told
so they
you,
just realized what they were good at.
Hey, this is a team. They do one thing awesome. They're going to do it three times as much. You might say, oh, I bet they get a lot better.
Yes.
I bet that works for them. And they roasted the Cowboys with it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I was thinking about, you know, surprises to the season, on the young season. Some are surprised. The Falcons look so pedestrian because Cousins looks not ready.
Mm-hmm.
He played okay last night. The Saints are a surprise. The Ravens at 0-2, maybe.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders defense. The Chargers offense is not a surprise in how often they're running the ball. Maybe it is a surprise that Quentin Johnston is getting the ball.
Mm.
Bryce Young benched in two games might be a surprise. I'd like to submit as, like, on the list of surprises.
Yeah.
This is one that we were prepared for it to pop. And so far it has. I got to hold my horses here, but Von Miller is a big surprise.
Yes. Completely agree with that.
To be this good. If he had been half as good as he's been in two games, we would say, wow, this is pretty good. He's been really, really good. Looks like himself. Mm-hmm. And the Bills can, you know, they could say that at training camp a million times. We needed to see it in game action, and we have seen it.
Yeah. He and it's not even just the sacks, right? Like, he got two sacks, but he's getting pressure every other time he's out there, right? Like, he helped get Rousseau a sack in week one where he came around behind and forced Murray to kind of move up into Rousseau. So, like, he's making impact even when he's not necessarily getting to the quarterback. And then there was that number last week about how he was 2.1 seconds to his pressures, like the fastest he's been in 3 years at getting it. And I don't know, like, I was not expecting much more than like half of Von Miller, right? Like, last year you had nothing. You had a zero. But maybe half of Von Miller was going to give you that. Is he the biggest surprise on the Bills?
Yes, I can't
think
of
two games.
Who would be second place? I can't even think of second place. Everyone else, you've
known.
No,
that's fair. Yeah. What is second?
Let's try to think of second. Who's the second biggest surprise in the Bills right now?
Dorian Williams.
You're surprised that he's playing? Like, he's not supposed to be.
I mean, right, that's the thing. Like, hey, Cam Lewis is playing. Damar Hamlin is playing. It's like,
that's a surprise.
It's right, a surprise.
That's going well.
But even how surprised should I be? Because they kind of do that. Maybe that would be it at safety. I mean, I'm not stunned by it. It's definitely far behind Von Miller, but you know, we've seen them piece it together at linebacker. We've seen them piece it together at corner, right? Like, they just, Josh Norman's playing corner. I think Xavier Rhodes started a game at corner for this Bills team. Don't quote me on that. I think he played though. Like, they've just kind of thrown corners in and figured it out, and it's worked. Last year, they were just kind of throwing linebackers in, and really until A.J. Klein had to play, like, it was going reasonably well. Tyrell Dodson, when Williams had to play, like, it wasn't that bad. We had never seen what it looked like really at safety. And Hamlin playing so far hasn't got them burned at all, right? Has he given up a single play over the top? Him or Rep? Can anyone think of a single play this season so far? It's only two games, but any play where we've gone up, that's where you wish you had Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. I'm through two games, and I haven't noticed the safeties make a mistake one time. I'm sure they have, but not, like, glaring. So maybe safety being fine through two games would be the second place.
That's right. That's fair.
Like, Damar Hamlin's not coming out, right? They've got a second-round rookie and a free agent that they probably brought in to start behind him. And is he coming out? Would there be any reason to take him out right now? Unless they think Cole Bishop's just, like, got an extra gear of athleticism or splash plays. That's a story, I mean, a little bit under the radar. It doesn't matter too much. Just, like, you know, they're playing a safety right now that probably wasn't in the cards, and I wonder if their second-round safety is ever going to get in this season.
803-0550 if you want to chime in on this. 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Jags, Monday Night Football. Adam in New Jersey is next up. Hey, Adam, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Adam.
Good. Hey, so I had a question, and I wanted to share something with you as well. So the spread on this game is a little light, in my opinion. I don't know if that's worrisome. 5.5 at home with what the Jags have been doing, that seems a little strange to me. And also, I know, Jeremy, you're a big fan of road trips. So me and my wife are, she's a Giants fan, and I support the Giants, she supports the Bills, and it's fine. We're going to Cleveland, and then afterwards we're going to Buffalo afterwards. But I just want to get your thoughts on the spread and the road trip.
Thanks, Adam.
Nice.
Where before Buffalo?
You said Cleveland?
Cleveland, for the Cleveland Giants game.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Cleveland's a good football town. Good trip.
Is it a good road game? The stadium's on the water, isn't it?
It's a great road game in September.
Yeah.
In December, I think I could come up with better ideas.
You went to the snow game that one time, didn't you?
I did do that, yeah.
8-0?
All right, so to your point on the spread, Adam, I've got, this is just my own personal thing that I like to key in on. If a team is being written off, but there are underlying signs of being good. Do you remember last year, the Lions, 2022, the Lions. So the 2022 Detroit, yes, I'm going to work my way all the way around for Jags because I was referencing this game yesterday somehow. Bills, Jags, how does it relate to the 2022 Lions? Okay, the 2022 Lions went 9-8, missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense was starting to pop, right? We're starting to see what they could do offensively. They've consistently putting up points. They go to New England. They lost to Seattle. Here are their points. Week 1, 35. Week 2, 36. Week 3, 24. 45, 0. There's a 0 there. They got shut out by the Patriots. What happened? Well, how could this team have been shut out after putting up 45? And the answer is they had 7 drives in that game that crossed midfield, the Lions.
Right.
And they scored 0 points.
That's amazing.
Fourth downs didn't go their way.
Yeah. Did they miss a kick, maybe?
They got behind on the score, so they're going for, they might have missed a kick. But the point is they had 7 drives cross midfield and didn't score points.
Yeah.
You could relate this a little bit to the Bills of last year. They couldn't – the drives were dying, and they were moving the ball.
Yeah.
To me, there's a good indicator there that not everything is broken about this offense. We just talked to the guy from Jacksonville, Gene Fournette.
Yeah.
The Jaguars got into the red zone, I think it's 5 times against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Came away with 13 points in the game. Yeah. So – this is an offense, and they had a fumble going into the end zone, the Jags did, against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
It's an offense that has the ability to move. They're not finishing right now. And if you watched the Bills last year, you saw that. They're moving it. They're not finishing. They had 6 points at halftime. No, they got shut out at halftime against the Giants, the Bills did.
Yeah.
They score. You know, it's like, what's wrong with this team? So there's a little bit of that for me on these Jags. They've moved the ball relatively well. Sure, there's turnover. Sure, there's mistakes. Sure, they're not finishing the drives. But it's not like it's all falling apart all the time. So why is it 5.5? I mean, 5.5 is still a decent number.
Yeah. It's not bad, right? Like, it's...
The other spreads, the bigger spreads than that one are Bengals Commanders, where Washington's on the road, Niners Rams, which is a game where every player is injured.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins Seahawks is 5.5. Panthers Raiders is 5.5. Like, think about that. By the way, Panthers Raiders. You feel bad if you're a Raiders fan because you get Andy Dalton. Like, we had a win in the bag if it was Bryce Young.
Yep.
So I think it's a decent sized number. And, you know, if the Bills play a Jags team that doesn't completely fall apart the way that Miami fell apart on itself, then I think it could be a competitive game, and I wouldn't rule out the Jags winning it.
Do you know who's number one in the NFL in explosive play rate through 2 weeks? Jacksonville.
And explosive plays?
Explosive play rate, they're 14.3%, which is number one in the NFL.
So it's kind of amazing, because the numbers would tell you that explosive plays, you get one explosive play, you are 10 times more likely to score points on that drive.
Which almost makes it more impressive they're not finishing.
Right.
Right?
They're moving the ball.
Yeah.
They're getting in the red zone. They're not scoring.
Yeah.
I would bet Jacksonville, even if they lose the Bills, then they go to Houston, right?
Yeah, they could be 0-4.
They could, or they could win these next 2 games, and people would say, wow, did we see this coming? And I would say, well, there are indicators. An explosive play rate being that high is something that you like to see.
Bills are like middle of the pack, by the way.
Okay.
Middle of the pack, about like 9%.
After the Bills and the Texans, the Jags go Colts, Bears, Patriots, Packers. So they could right the ship pretty quickly.
Patriots, Packers.
Packers a little tougher.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Love might be back by then.
They're, though, like...
And then Patriots, Bears, Packers,
yep.
Eagles, Vikings. Like, it's not a cakewalk for them, but it wouldn't shock me at all if the Jags go from 0-2 to 3-2 or 3-3, you know, over the course of the next 6 weeks.
I don't know. Like, I'm like almost exhausted by them every year because... Every year, I feel like I want to have a strong opinion on them. 2 years ago, it was... Remember, they did this 2 years ago. They were 3-7. 3-7. Remember what they finished? They made a run. They won their final... They won 6 of their last 7. They went on a 5-game win streak to end the year, and they made the playoffs on the final day of the season.
And then the next year, they were 8-3 and lost them all?
And then they were the opposite. Right. Last year, they were 8-3, and then they lost almost every game at the end, and they missed. So, I think everything you just said is right. And I'm just tired of them. They're going to do this every year. They're going to start poor and then finish strong. And then what, next year they're going to start strong and finish poor again? Like, they are... Are they even Jekyll and Hyde, or are they just... This is what they are, kind of. They are... They're quarterback.
And they're inconsistent.
Gene told us, like, he's kind of up and down. He's a little rocky. I don't know if it's all his fault. Last year, he was number one in the league in his receivers dropping his passes. Like, no quarterback had more receivers drop their passes than Trevor Lawrence did last year. So, I'm not even sure it's all his fault. But, you know, he's pretty good. Is he great? Is he amazing? Like, I do wonder if that kind of embodies their quarterback. That there are these flash plays, and then, you know, where's the consistency? Where's the drive finishing? How come you can't string 10 plays together in a row the right way? The Jags.
Thanks, Adam. I've been meaning to get to that point about their red zone and moving the ball, and there it is.
How's the Bills' red zone going so far? How are they doing finishing drives? They're doing perfect, right? Have they had to settle for a field goal in the red zone? They scored on, I mean, Cook at the goal line against Miami, right? Allen scored a rushing touchdown on 2 against the Cardinals, and is that it?
Right now the Bills in the red zone for touchdown percentage are 75%. One team is perfect, Cleveland. Saints, Texans, okay. Jets, Bills.
All right, well,
so they're top 5.
That's the thing they were kind of struggling at last year, wasn't it? Was finishing drives?
Last year in the red zone.
They had maybe ended up okay.
Last year in the red zone, they finished 4th.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe it wasn't a problem.
2022, it's almost always near the top. This is where the Josh Allen cheat code comes in.
Yes.
2022, they were 9th.
Okay.
2021 in red zone, just touchdown percentage. They were number 1, 2021. 2020, how many times can we do this, right?
They're top 10 every time.
They were 12th.
There you go. There's one year they weren't top 10.
2019, since Josh Allen became good, where were they? They were, okay, 18th.
Okay.
So since COVID, the Bills are one of the better red zone teams.
Yep.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Matt Harmon of Reception Perception has a piece up. This I'm ready for this to get really interesting because there are a couple comparisons here he makes about Khalil Shakir. So he wrote about Shakir, who he loved coming into the draft, says he couldn't believe he's a fifth-round pick, and says that basically Shakir is the type of receiver that is perfect for an offense to break what teams and defenses are doing with cover two high. So many teams are playing it. And Harmon writes about this, that it's more challenging to find explosive plays in the intermediate sections of the field. So you have to thrive in the middle of the field. You have to be good. And he says, Shakir types. He's now like Shakir is a model of receiver. Makes sense to prioritize when teams fill out their receiver room with contributors. So he's talking about Shakir as a contributor, not as an alpha, but as a contributor, and the exact kind of contributor that you need. Okay. Almost like instead of saying you go out and you get the number one wide receiver and you know, fill in contributors, instead you get this guy, and then the guys on the outside are not called upon to do as much because of what Shakir does. Anyway, he talks about him being a strong route runner, and then at the end, this is where it gets interesting. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
He is quietly and perfectly fits the archetype of receiver we should be more interested in going forward. And then the three names I want to give you, he compares them to.
Okay.
Shakir. Rashee Rice in Kansas City,
okay,
who has a little bit more vertical element. We haven't seen a lot of vertical to Shakir.
He's a little bigger, too, isn't he?
Yep.
Maybe he can go up a little
but
higher.
But the type, what they do over the middle. In the passing game, what do they do? Rice, Jaden Reed in Green Bay.
Ooh, love that.
It's great.
Love that player.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown
okay.
in Detroit.
Okay.
He says, right. Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit was the first to begin pushing the group up the ranks. The idea of this type of receiver. And this is just a point for me about always ready to argue with people about receivers. If he's that valuable, then they should pay him $25 million a year. Amon-Ra St. Brown just got 28. Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed and Rashee Rice, when they're up, they're going to get paid. And the Shakir conversation will be really interesting, how key he is, how vital he is to what they are going to do. He's got this year and next. Next year, offseason, is when Shakir gets paid, right? The Bills will get out in front of that.
Well, they'll have...
You won't want to pay him... He won't want to play on the final year of a rookie fifth-year option... rookie fifth-round pick deal.
You're saying after this season?
I'm saying after this season, they will be looking to extend him.
I wonder if he will be the top priority going into the summer.
This is his third year, right?
This will be... Yeah. It'll be interesting how the season goes for this, because I hear you. Shakir, like, you could pay him after the year, especially if he's your number one target, which kind of looks like that very well could happen, especially your number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to lock that guy up, but you're also going to want to lock up Greg Rousseau.
Yeah.
You're also going to want to lock up, I tweeted about this yesterday, Christian Benford, who's got elite numbers so far through two games. And are you going to want to prioritize James Cook, who is going to be a higher percentage of the offense? That'll be a test.
Yep.
Right? How much are you really going to lean into run game and having your offense kind of run through a running back
and everybody,
in a big way?
You know, one more piggyback on that, like the everybody eats point.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, one way to keep your receiver salaries low is to have everybody eat. If you don't throw it to Shakir 160 times,
then he's not going to have 1,500 yards and he's not going to make $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Is that, though, like...
First off, he doesn't... When I say $28 million, I think that's probably even too high. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's going to get that kind of contract. But a couple years, a big raise.
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, what is the ceiling with him? Do we think we know? Do people think they know? Because, listen, I thought the ceiling on him was, like, barely an NFL player at one point in time. Like, after his rookie year, I just didn't see anything. And then training camp after that stunk. But then, up there he is. Last season, looking awesome. So, what is the limit? If he's the perfect type of contributor for today's offense in the NFL, and one guy that kind of plays like him, if it is Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, does he have that ceiling? That's a top 10 receiver in the NFL, maybe.
Right.
And I have not considered for a second that Shakir is going to get into that type of territory. For a second.
Nope.
But I don't know.
But the other...
Should I? He's got Josh Allen as his quarterback, and if he's the perfect type of contributor, and he catches every target that goes his way, right, and he's good yards after the catch...
You're getting tons of value.
Yeah, like, what am I really... The player he's developed into, what am I really missing?
Well...
I'm missing his ability to win on the outside, maybe. Is it, right? Is that the only thing he's really missing?
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of got everything else.
If he's Jaden Reed... Like, you want to see him get the ball in the run game a little bit. We talked about Curtis Samuel being the guy for that. How about Shakir? If he's so good after catch, why wouldn't he just be good with the ball running? So we're a long ways away from him getting, you know, 20 million, 28, but 16? Like, it's a big number for a guy that if he's that important to you, next year it'll be a conversation about Shakir's value and, you know, everything he does this year. So... Why do I bring up that $20 million or whatever that money is? No one should believe for a second the Bills are in this model where they're not going to pay a receiver. As soon as they find someone they think is vital to their offense, they're going to pay that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they decide to, you know, slow play Shakir, which they could. They could say, like, oh, we'll talk after next year. They did that with Gabe, right? Gabe had a monster second season. Playoffs.
Yeah.
The four touchdown game. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, we'll see how this third season goes. Increased role. How'd that go? Eh. We were talking contract. They're talking contract before year four. Yeah, we're going to keep that up. Then year four happens and he's gone.
Yep.
Like, the Bills were never eager to make Gabe the kind of guy that was going to get that money from them. You could say it's a cap situation. It might have been a cap. It might have just been, we know who he is. And we don't think that's a $15 million receiver. Maybe they think that about Shakir. Of course, the number goes up because of the cap as well. So Shakir, one to monitor, and drawing rave reviews from Matt Harmon at Reception Perception as a perfect, perfect kind of guy. There's so much creativity and malleability on the defensive side of the ball right now. Offense will still be king. The way those units look to attack must change. We're seeing the run game leap priority, but in the passing game, new receivers are jumping up in the pecking order. And he's talking Shakir, Jaden Reed, Rashee Rice, and Amon-Ra St. Brown was the first one to kind of do that and break out in that role.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550. When will his target-to-catch streak break? 21 consecutive targets.
I wonder what the record is. What would you think the record is? If you had to take a guess. How long has someone gone without dropping it? Well, it's not even just dropping it. That's the thing, right? Like, your quarterback could throw it over your head on purpose.
Right.
Near the sideline to avoid a penalty, and bam, your streak is over. I wonder how long his streak
is.
Most
consecutive targets caught.
It's got to be tracked somewhere, right? No?
It's going to be tough.
All right.
I might be able to track it. I've got most catches without a drop being ruled, but I've not found most consecutive targets caught.
All right. I'll see if I can track that down. He's got to be near a Bills record or something. Because 21 even. You're going back to the middle of last year since they threw the ball to him and he didn't catch it.
Yeah. 803-0550 on WG.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
GR.
Pete in Babylon. What's going on, Pete?
What's going on, guys? How we doing, all right?
All right, yeah, Pete, what's going on?
But listen, I can't take this team anymore, honestly. They're torturing me. Every year, they're 0-2. They're like the Mets now. I'm a Mets fan. They're inept. They're horrible. Now it's going to be, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be 3-7 and go, hey, if we win 8 in a row, we got a shot at the playoffs. Like, every year, it's a horror show. They lose Saquon. He scores a million touchdowns. We got a terrible quarterback. Now we lose a game because we have no kicker. I mean, it's just, this organization has become a joke. They're horrible. They're embarrassing. I can't take it anymore. Another 0-2 start, another season, gone, over. I can't.
We told you we want to get some rants out there from other other markets that are not living as good as us. You look back, look over there and say, like, ah, Giants fans, that's tough. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. That's my former home, Joe. Giants fandom.
Thankful that you're not in that anymore? It's not going well.
I did leave and they won two Super Bowls. As that.
Yeah, they were against New England, though. You still enjoyed those.
That's also correct.
Yeah. You
were right about
just
that.
Just maybe for different reasons than you would have in another alternate universe.
But yeah, living over here is great. And then we have a Carolina one as well. The Carolina Panthers, of course, have benched Bryce Young. This is from Panthers Playbook, one of their podcasts. This is a little less doom and gloom and a little you'll notice this tone, Bills fans. I believe the word is exasperation.
I don't think anyone realized the leash was two games. It's like, man, is he really that bad with all the investment? Like, when you put that much resources in to get a guy, you give him as many chances as possible. But he clearly showed, I don't know if Dave Canales, I don't know if those guys just kind of proved the point, like, hey, you know what? Like, this guy can't do it. Dude has zero confidence, won't push the ball down the field, can't throw the ball downfield. And when he does, gets intercepted. And it's unfair to the rest of the team if that guy is holding you back and you don't do something about it. It's unfair to the rest of your team. It's not fair to Deontay Johnson. It's not fair to Adam Thielen. It's not fair to Chuba Hubbard. It's not fair to Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. It's not fair to any of those guys if the quarterback stinks.
Yeah. And then went on to say, it's got to be the worst trade in NFL history.
You know, there's a lot of people claiming they have the worst trade in NFL history right now, isn't there? You're hearing that about the Bryce Young trade.
Okay.
You have heard that about the Russell Wilson trade.
The Deshaun Watson trade.
And the Deshaun Watson trade.
All right. Fair.
What's worse, the Watson trade or the Young trade?
The Watson trade's the worst one. By a mile. The Watson trade's the worst trade. You brought in a terrible person and gave him $230 million and gave a bunch of stuff. Like, that's by far the worst.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd go with that one. Bryce Young, you know what? I am eager and interested to see a little bit more of, you know what? Carolina does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. Get him out of there and try something. Whether that's the Giants, the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
He was good at playing the position, and the league is better than ever at tailoring an offense for a young quarterback, for a rookie quarterback. If Bryce Young is this bad, he's the worst number one pick since who? Oh, careful, Baker is not a complete bust.
All right.
Baker can play. Oh, wait, Darnold, maybe he's not a complete bust.
Mm-hmm.
He's looked good in two games in Minnesota. The era of this guy can't do it, it's not like it's gone, but...
It's almost gone, maybe.
It's not...
There's one other guy. You know who the one other guy is? That wasn't number one, but he was pretty close. Trey Lance.
Yes.
That's the other one. He was third overall, and he just can't.
He's
not an NFL player.
That's right. Now.
But that's it, right?
But it used to be... You'd be littered with so many guys couldn't adjust to the pro style. Now, college and pro offenses... You get so much overlap. I wouldn't want to be betting my money on Bryce Young, but I would love to see him get shifted somewhere else and watch it work.
Is anybody going to do that, though? Like, you know, the thing about some of these Darnolds, right? Like, or, I don't know, well, I guess Zach Wilson's maybe not going to get another shot at this. Here's Justin Fields getting another shot. Trubisky. Right, Trubisky got another starting opportunity. Just to even get one of those where you're a bridge guy, just like someone wants to get another look at you. Don't you have to flash something? Like, Darnold flashed a little bit. You saw the arm talent, at least, I think, when he was a Jet. I went to a Bills-Jets game once where I was sitting in the end zone where Darnold threw an amazing pass over the top to Robbie Anderson in a game where the Jets won it late. Like, you saw maybe a play or two here where, like, okay, there's that arm talent that got him drafted there. Bryce Young's not flashing anything. What has he made a single impressive play since he's been in the NFL?
Have you seen a highlight?
Have you seen a highlight of his?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen a single highlight of his. Where are those? Cherry pick them. Give me just the good plays. Where are they? Because if those don't exist, I don't know if anybody will even want to put him in his, like... What was Trubisky for the Steelers? Let's put him in while we have a first-round rookie behind him, and let's see how it goes.
Trubisky had a 24-touchdown season with a playoff appearance.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, maybe that's part of the point, though. Bryce, that's usually about as bad as it goes now for
Bryce Young did throw 11 touchdowns last year to 10 picks. So it's gone worse. It's gotten worse with Dave Canales. It is a new coach. He's on the second coach in 2 years. It's going worse.
Yeah.
Year one, it was 2,800 yards, 11 touchdowns to 10 picks, a quarterback rating of 73.
Yeah. QBR of 6.5 on Sunday, though. They're showing that.
That's not so good. That's not so good. Mo in New Jersey as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Be careful throwing that idea out. Like, I think there's a handful of coaches that can get the best out of Bryce Young, whatever that may be. And McDaniel may be one of those guys. And who knows if he ends up in Miami and, you know, he gets better. It can happen. But that's not why I called. You guys, last segment, we're talking about our players that we should lock up. And I love having these conversations. I love when it's our players that we draft that we can think about signing, you know, for that next contract and beyond. You know, at the top of that list for me is going to be Shakir and Benford. I think Benford doesn't get enough recognition for what he does. And I think Rasul Douglas is also up for a contract at the end of this year. I don't know what the plan is with him, but for all of the good stuff that these guys, our coaches and our scouts, do with the secondary, you know, I love, like, Jamarcus Ingram, he came in, he's played well. Cam Lewis replacing Taron Johnson, you love that. But I just, for the life of me, can't understand how a guy we drafted in the first round, Kyra Elam, gets six snaps against the Miami Dolphins. Like, to me, the writing is on the wall. It's over for him, at least here in Buffalo. You know, maybe somebody else can make something of him. But it's just, it baffles me how we can find this talent later in the draft. But, like, this one guy who I thought was going to come in and, you know, essentially push Trey White for the number one cornerback spot, he can't get on the field.
Yeah.
I think, for me, where we're at with Elam, after having especially a very good training camp by most accounts, I think where we are with Elam is he's got two guys in front of him that don't come off the field, that you never have a reason to take off the field. So I'm not telling you he isn't a bust, but if he has developed right now, new secondary coach, and maybe figured some things out in the scheme better, if he is more mature as a player, whatever it is, if he's sitting there on the bench right now, a better football player than he was 2 years ago, and a player right now that is capable of starting at corner for the Buffalo Bills, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it, and you're not going to find out unless there's an injury, because there's no reason to take Christian Benford or Rasul Douglas off the field. That's where they're at with Kyra Elam, is I don't know if he's gotten better, because I don't need to know. I've got two guys in front of him that are great. So will he go somewhere else? He might. I think there's a very good chance of that. He's got good numbers even when he's been on the field. So if the Bills let him walk, which I would expect they would after, what, next season? They won't pick up the fifth-year option. He'll probably go get an opportunity somewhere else, and it might go well. And I'll sit here not caring because they have Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas.
Well,
maybe by then, actually, Douglas.
I was going to say, like, you might not have that much time. Let's play the game on Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer and play it on Rasul Douglas.
Because he's 30?
Yeah.
And he's in the final year of a contract?
He's not a guy that wins with speed or athleticism. He wins with smarts, right? Like, that's the that was the book on him when he came here. I mean, he does not have a contract extension. He's on the final year of a deal. Right?
That might be right.
So
that might be right.
You might be holding on to Elam. Keep going in the right direction. And then it's Benford and Elam.
Next year?
Yeah.
That might be right.
You could also extend Douglas, and maybe that happens soon. But
yeah,
they got a spot there that's not filled in yet for next year.
But for now, I don't feel like I need to see him.
Yeah. 803-0550. Thanks, Mo, for the phone call. A lot of good calls today.
Yeah.
I'm about it. I'm just hanging out, you know? It's football season. It's so great to be football season.
You said this earlier, maybe it was even before the show, that today kind of feels like an off-season day because we're so long in between these games.
Yeah.
I don't like Thursday night for this.
I would like to coin this as like a snake schedule. Because
snake schedule. Yeah,
because the Bills and the Chiefs have been playing snake schedule games. Uh-huh. Bills, Chiefs play, Bills play twice.
Right.
Chiefs play twice. Then the Bills will play. Does it happen again? When's the Chiefs next? Is it possible the Bills and the Chiefs have a snake schedule going on right now?
Well, I don't think the Bills play on Thursday Night Football again. The Bills play on Monday, though. Right?
Yes. And
so
next,
technically we'll be talking Bills, but Monday morning we technically could react to a Chiefs game, and a Bills game still hasn't happened for one day.
Right, but hold on. Work with me here. So the Chiefs have just played will play two games between the Bills.
Yes.
Two games. Then the Chiefs play...
After the Bills play two games between the Chiefs two games.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So after the Bills play Monday night,
yeah,
the Chiefs don't... Wait, the Bills play on Sunday night.
Bills play Monday night.
No, the next week.
The next week, right.
I got my brain's starting to melt.
Hold on. So
go with me here.
So we went Chiefs, Bills twice.
Chiefs twice. Bills Monday night, and then Bills is Sunday night. Next week, and the Chiefs don't play after that. No, they play at 4:25.
It'll go back.
It's a regular schedule. All I was just saying, like,
so we do get back there.
If we're doing two Chief games in between every two Bill,
okay,
all right. Hey, delete that. That whole segment, my brain hurt too much. Let's not put don't put that on demand.
We're just
you know
just
what
put
I was getting
giant
at.
Beep in the middle, like just nobody will ever know what happened.
The microphone's cut out.
Yeah,
guys got a little too deep into scheduling. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. Week two NFL thread. We've got our NFL team tiers. Just as everyone predicted, the three best teams in football, according to Ben Baldwin, are the Bills, Chargers, and Saints.
In a power ranking?
NFL, you know, the weak tiers of the EPA per play for offense and defense. Your three best teams. Saints, Chargers, Bills.
Okay.
Bills have the second best offense. Arizona's number three.
Pretty good.
By the way, Kyler Murray highlights this week.
Oh, they're insane.
Kyler Murray was not just throwing to open dudes. Kyler Murray was dropping dots all over the field. And they play in Detroit.
The best play I saw this week was him scrambling around in the backfield, making three Ram linemen miss. They had a clock on it in ESPN. 8.6 seconds.
Was that the throw to the tight end?
And then he threw it to the tight end, who still wasn't even like wide open. He still had to make a really good pass.
Have you seen the freeze frame of that?
No.
Kyler Murray on that throw, it's the tight end's name is Higgins, I think.
Elijah Higgins.
On that play, he does the Steph Curry where he turns away and celebrates before the catch.
No.
The ball's still in the air.
No.
And Kyler is looking the other way and pointing for a touchdown. The ball is not yet caught, and he has turned around and signaled touchdown. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I hadn't seen that. Okay, give him all the Player of the Week awards.
Yes. Although Marvin Harrison Jr. might win Offensive Player of the Week. Jamarcus Ingram and James Cook. Let's go for the sweep. 803-0550. And the Washington kicker is going to win it. I'm pretty confident there. Extendo Sports, let's get a look at next week's games. There's a lot of good ones. A lot of intrigue in the schedule. We'll run through it quick next.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, so looking at week three... You tell me which game you like the best, because I think there's a bunch of good options. Texans-Vikings, both 2-0 in Minnesota. Chargers-Steelers, both 2-0 in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
You've got Lions-Cardinals, Ravens-Cowboys. Right? Whoever loses that game is...
Yeah, it's overreaction season for whoever loses that game.
I mean, I think Jags-Bills is good, because Jacksonville's about to get desperate.
Yep.
Then there's a game like Giants-Browns. Like somebody, I wonder how far we are from somebody getting fired.
Dable getting another embarrassing loss. I mean,
they're at Cleveland, and Daniel Jones against the Browns defense.
Yeah.
I don't like his chances.
Yeah.
But maybe Neighbors goes off. Patriots-Jets is the Thursday game. That might be interesting.
Okay. That might be the one that piques my interest the most, because I'm still trying to figure out what the Jets are.
And what the Patriots are?
And rooting against... I'll be rooting for the Patriots on that one. I'm not worried. Is that wrong of me? Should I be... I'm not worried about New England at all.
Elliot Friedman, hearing Peyton Krebs in Buffalo are closing in on an extension.
No. Yeah. So no holdout.
2 years, $1.45 million.
Okay. Were they debating over like $300,000 for the last 3 months?
Don't know.
I don't think he has a spot in the opening opening night lineup. Where's he play? They have their four centers.
He's now a depth third line center.
That's Ryan McLeod. They traded.
No, I'm saying depth. Like he's.
Oh. He's like the replacement. He's like bottom six center.
Yeah.
So okay, he's not playing night to night. Then
I wouldn't even say just replacement bottom six. Aren't they going to view him as the guy that can go up and down the lineup wherever they need him to go? He's supposed to have the passing ability to play in a top spot if Tage or Cousins is out.
One thought I had on him very quickly is I wonder if that's the one offensive player, young player that Granato ruined. He played 2.5 years with Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Girgensons. How drilled into his head is simple plays, win along the boards, simplify things. Did they suck all the offensive juice out of his game because they put him with 2 fourth liners for 3 years?
They put him in a role.
Right.
Rather than everybody.
And now you're trying to work back from that?
Maybe. A lot of other guys was about development.
Right.
And whatever they were trying to develop with him, like, you know, it's a former first-round pick that's supposed to be an offensive guy, and he is just, like, nowhere. Right.
But how'd they do it with Mittelstadt? How'd they do it with Thompson? How'd they do it with the Cousins? It was, we're going to put you in the situations, power play, you're going to play top minutes, you're going to play with the best scorers we have, and Krebs never got any of that. He got it for, like, a month at the end of last year, and it didn't go well.
Total speculation here. Maybe the reason it took this long is that they were trying to find a place for him. And they didn't.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Right.
Maybe he feels stuck behind a logjam. And like, all right.
Sure. Well, before training camp.
Right, might as well get a deal done. I mean,
yeah.
Then again, like you could just get the deal done anywhere, really. All right. That's it for us. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up as we get ready for Monday Night Football between the Bills and the Jaguars, which is still, you know, like forever away. Long break.
Yeah, 6 days like, still.
So 6 days away from
the Sabres
game.
Will play a hockey game at KeyBank Center before the Bills play a football
and
game.
And there's a new mural or something's happening down there. I don't have any answers for you. Have reached out for comment. Have not received any sort of indication of what's happening other than a picture of the mural appears to be being altered. So maybe we find out what's happening. Maybe not. Just get to go down there and look instead of getting the word on what's going on. But they've got plans for it. Jeremy and Joe, cheers.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!